Okay. Today is Rav Metzias Dafpei Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Khan family, Zecha Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen, the Shamash of Heaven Aliyah. We are on Pei Aleph Amud Beis, about seven lines from the bottom, by the two dots. Hovei wa l'mashkon shomer sachar. So the Mishnah had said that if I lend you money and I take a mashkon and I become a shomer sachar on that mashkon, which means I am chaya for Gnei Boveda on that mashkon. That's the difference between shomer sachar and the shomer chinam, because I'm getting some sort of benefit in the Gemara Mishnah I mentioned, but also the benefit was is the schar mitzvah that I did. Since I'm mitzvah, I guess it's the concept of proof to Rabbi Yosef that you're osik mitzvah, you're patur mitzvah. So now, the Mishnah says clearly that the guy who holds on to the mashkon, the malva who's holding the mashkon, is a shomer sachar. So lema, should we say masnis in the lok Rabbi Eliezer? Should we say that our Mishnah is cholik on Rabbi Eliezer? Why? To sanya, because we're learning a brisa. Let's read the whole brisa first. Hamalva eschaveir ala mashkon. Make a loan, I take a mashkon. The abon a mashkon, and now I lost the mashkon. It's gone. Yishava, the malva should swear that he lost the mashkon, meaning he should swear that he lost the mashkon. He wasn't posheya and all the other shvuos that a shomer has to take. The yito ma'osav, and then he takes his mos, so meaning he swears that there was no pshia, and he takes the money. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says Yachol Lomer Lo. The Loba can say to the Malva, Klum Hil Bisani Ella Ala Mashkon. Didn't you only lend me the money because of the Mashkon, right? It was an exchange. You wanted the Mashkon. I wanted the money. Made an exchange. So Abun Mashkon. So if you lost the Mashkon, Abdu Ma'osecha. So if you lost the Mashkon, then you lost the money. Meaning you lose the Mashkon. The collateral is gone. The loan's gone. I don't have to pay you back. So what's going on here? So basically what. Let's look at Rashi first. Rashi says Yeshava, he should swear Shalo Pasha, take a shvua that wasn't posheya. The Shomer Chinam who I love, because he's a Shomer Chinam, is Rabbi Lezer. He's a Shomer Chinam. The Ein Adam Notel Mashkono Ligovina. A person doesn't take the mashkon in order to use it to protect his right to collect. El Elios Batuach Beilmoso Shalo Yuchal Lichbor. The mashkon, according to Rabbi Lezer, according to what Rashi is explaining, is it's just a raya. You have a shtar, it's a raya. You have a mashkon, it's a raya that you owe me money. I'm not using this mashkon as a guarantee on collection. I'm using the mashkon as a guarantee that you won't deny the claim. Right? Ula olam shomer chinam hu alav. He's always going to be a shomer chinam on this. She'im avad yigva b'makom acher. So if he lost it, if there's a veda, he could swear that he wasn't posheya, which is the only reason why shomer chinam hu lichayev. If he swear that he wasn't posheya, it was gneva or a veda, and therefore he collects the payment. See clearly from here that Rabbi Lezer holds is a shomer chinam. Because if he's a shomer sachar and you swear that you're not posheya, big deal. Shomer sachar, you still chayev for gneva or veda. But Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva says, if you abon mashkon abdu ma'osecha, meaning that he views the mashkon as being there to guarantee payment. It's a collection. I'm guaranteeing payment. So Rabbi Kiva holds that the malva takes the mashkon in order to collect from it if the loba doesn't pay him back. So therefore he has hanah from the mashkon. Then what's the hanah? That he can use it to collect it. If you have hanah from something you're holding, you are a shomer sachar. Right? He's a shomer sachar. So therefore, if you lost it, then you're chayav to pay. Machlokas and question will come up soon. What if the mashkon is not worth the loan? Maybe mashkon is worth like a penny, and the loan's worth $1 million. We'll get to that. But that seems to be machlokas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer in this brisa. And based on this, Rabbi Lezer seems to hold that a guy who's holding the mashkon is a shomer chinam, because that's why he takes a shvua that it was not nenas, and he collects, and he still can collect his loan. But the brisa continues. Aval Hilvo elav zuz b'shtar. Let's say I lend you $1,000 and I write it in the shtar. So now I have the raya right away. Right? The raya is already standing there. V'hiniach lo mashkon aleim, and I still take a mashkon. Above and beyond the shtar, I take a mashkon. Divrei kol, even according to Rabbi Lezer in this case, abud mashkon abdu ma'osav. Then if I lost the mashkon, I'll lose the money. Why? Because Rabbi Lezer held before, the whole purpose of the mashkon is just to prove the existence of the loan. Right now I have a shtar that's proven the existence of the loan. So what's the only other purpose for the mashkon? The purpose of the mashkon is legovainu, to collect it. Let's look at Rashi. Second class Rashi. Right? Abahubeo Elamzus Bishtar Beniachlo Mashkon Aleim Divrei Kol Abdu Ma'osav. To have mashkon vade legovainu, shakko legabos himeni. He definitely took this for collection purposes. The stam shtar, yeshbo shiva karkos. A stam shtar has a shiva karko. The yeshbo mehechel legabos ubatuachu. He already has it. Right? The gam nichbor in yachol the hakai shtara. He can't cope with the loan because he has the star. Hilchach lav lezikaron devarim nakde. He didn't take the mashkon just for zikaron devarim. He took the mashkon to extract payment from it. So even here, Rabbi Elazar will hold, in this case, the mashkon serves, he gets a benefit from the mashkon, and he can extract payment from it. Therefore, he becomes a shomer sachar, so if he lost the mashkon, then he would lose the loan. But, you see back from the first part of the brisa, right, clear? Nachman, clear? If you back from the first part of the brisa, then Rabbi Elazar holds that it's a shomer, he's a shomer chinam. Our mishnah says it's a shomer sachar. Where it says, no, we can say that our mishnah even goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer. And also then, clear point also that we'll get to also, is that Rabbi Kiva holds that you're a shomer sachar, like our mishnah. Right, so afilu tema Rabbi Eliezer, below kasha, won't be a kasha, kan, in the brisa that says that Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's a shomer chinam, that shemishkino b'shas halba aso, kan shemishkino shalo b'shas halba aso. They're making a chilek as to when you took the mashkon. Did you take the mashkon at the outset, at the time of the loan? Or did you take the mashkon only later when you came to collect and you go to Beis Din, the guy says, I can't pay you, and then Beis Din extracts, see how literal Beis Din is, and Beis Din extracts the mashkon, it's already after the loan has made, it's some time later. So if the Breisuer says, you're Shomer Chinam, that's Shemishkan Obishas Halbasso, that's when the Lova gave the mashkon to the Malva at the time of the loan. At that instance, that's where Rabbi Lezer holds that you only took it so he can't be kofir. And that's why, and you become a Shomer Chinam. But Khan in the Mishnah says it's a Shomer Sachar, that's the Mishkan Shalom B'Shas Halbaso, that's where the Lova didn't give the Mashkan at the time of the loan, he only gave it later. Right? The Malva came and was to obey the Lova, and then the Alpi Beis, then they gave him Mashkan. In this case, this Mashkan is Vadi Ligovainim, because he's already took the loan already. He already gave him the loan without the Mashkan. So what's the purpose of the Mashkan later? It's Ligovainim. If it's Ligovainim, then you're definitely Shomer Sachar. So the chilik between the Brisa and the Mishnah is when you took the Mashkon. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where he took the Mashkon Shalom B'Shas Halva, that's why he's a Shomer Sachar. The Brisa is we took the Mashkon B'Shas Halva, and that's why he's a Shomer Chinam, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Fine. Tosos asked an initial question, I'm going to get to the answer. And Tosos, in the middle of the Mashkon different call, he says, this is about 10 lines in the wide lines. It says Tema on the right side. It says Tema de iberisha lo nakat mashkon el zichron devarim ba'alma. If we're talking about a case where the malve, the mashkon is only zichron devarim ba'alma, mishum de leka shtara, because there's no shtar, im kena mai lo ye mishamet, afilu shave ha-mashkon kenega ma'usav. The din is that you have a mashkon, if I have a loan, and I have a mashkon on it, then Shemitah doesn't take away the loan, because it's as if I already hold it, because I can collect from it. But if we're saying a mashkon is only legovainu, it's not legovainu, it's only as a raya, meaning I don't own the mashkon to collect it, so why doesn't Shemitah mishamet that loan? Right? Right? Because the mashkon is up, the hechel lonaka elazikum devarim ba'alma, the mishamet, v'hasa mashkon, im shav mashkon, t'lak mosav, l'chol yamay in mishamet. Why? That's a good question, though. If it's only for raya purposes...
So why are you better star instead of a mashkon? Just a raya, make a star instead of a mashkon.
Right, but let's say you don't have the star. So nowhere in Shas does anyone give the shita that even if you have across the board, if you have a mashkon, the shmita is not mishamet. But if the mashkon is not legovainu, why wouldn't shmita be mishamet? Right. So it's a long tosos, but it's an interesting point. This sugya just cross references Gemara is everywhere. It's one of those dafim. You can spend days on this dafim. This is the mashkon dafim. We can spend it the way we're going to spend it. So that's one point in Tosfos. So right now we have a chilik between our mishnah and the brisa. One's mashkin b'shas halva. One's mashkin shalom b'shas halva. There's also the machlok. Is how literally do we take the idea that b'shas halva and shalom b'shas halva, that shalom b'shas halva is based in? What happens if I lend you the money? I lend you the money and you don't give me a mashkon. And 3 weeks later, the lova out of his own accord says, "I know you're nervous. Here's a mashkon." Is that considered shalom b'shas halva? So even according to Rabbi Lezer, will turn you into this case now to have the same dinim of mashkon and beizdin. Does it have to be dafka beizdin, or can it be any time other than the giving of the loan? Okay, it's a machlokas achronim. Take the Mishneh Lemelech. Where is that brought down? I saw that somewhere. So that's a machlokas. Okay, so now the Gemara says, again, we had the chiluk between b'shas halva and shalom b'shas halva. The Gemara asks, it can't be the chiluk. Both the Brisa and the Mishnah say the same Lashon. Hilvo ala Mashkon Katani. They both say the Lashon Hilvo ala Mashkon, which is Mashkon what? I lent you on a Mashkon, which is both Mashkon, that it was B'Shas Halva. Right? So how can you say that our Mishnah is talking about a case, Shemashkon Shalom B'Shas Halva? The words of the Mishnah say, Hilvo ala Mashkon. So the Gemara has to give another answer to figure out why our Mishnah does not go, why our Mishnah does not argue on Rabbi Lezer. Ela lo kasha, there's no kasha on Rabbi Lezer from the Braisa. So Khan in our Braisa, where in the Braisa where it says that, that Rabbi Lezer says that Rabbi Lezer says it's shomer chinam, that's talking about a case shehil ba umos, where I lent you money, so I got no benefit from the loan. But Khan in the Mishnah where it says it's a shomer sachar, it's hilva uperos. I lent you money. I lent you peros, and therefore you're going to pay me back money. I did get benefit from the loan because the peros that we mentioned this on the other day, peros can rot, and by me giving you peros and you paying me back money, I got a benefit. So on that loan, I have a benefit. So in that case, I am a shomer sachar. So again, the Brice is a shomer chinam because it's hilva mos, and the Mishnah is a shomer sachar because it's hilva peros. And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue. Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. The Gemara says, wait, that can't be how you read our Mishnah. You can't read that our Mishnah says that our Mishnah is a case of Hilvo Peros. Because look at the rest of the Mishnah. Bahami Diketani Seifa, the end of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda makes the chiluk between Peros and Mos. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hilvo Mos Shomer Chinam, Hilvo Peros Shomer Sachar, Michlal Tanakama Lo Shonile. That's Michlal Tanakama, whose cholik doesn't have the chiluk between Mos and Peros. So according to this, Tanakama doesn't have the chiluk of Mos and Peros. So I don't understand why is Rabbi Lezer just chiluk Rabbi Yehuda. But say it doesn't hold like the Tanna Kamma in our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is clear that the Mishnah seems to be clear that it's only Rabbi Yehuda makes the chiluk between Peros and Mos. So the Gemara says, no, it's a chisur mechsra. Rather, kula Rabbi Yehuda hi b'chasuri mechsra. The entire Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, and there's something missing. There's a lacuna in the text. There's something missing in the Mishnah. V'hachi ketani, and this is how you read the Mishnah. Hilvo al amashkon. I lend you money and I took a mashkon. Shomer Sachar. Clear? I'm a Shomer Sachar. V'amed dvarim amurim. When do we say that if I lent you money with a mashkon, I'm a Shomer Sachar? That's kishilvo peros, because I'm getting a benefit because you're taking my fruits. It's not going to rot in my warehouse. Abal hilvo umos. But if I lent you money, then Shomer Chinam. Then you're a Shomer Chinam. Why? Shrebi Yehuda omer hilvo umos. Shomer Chinam hilvo peros Shomer Sachar. And that's how Rabbi Eliezer holds. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, I hachi, then we have another problem. We just worked so hard to get our Mishnah to fit into the sheet of Rabbi Elazar. Now we have the Mishnah going against Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva says that Bavo Elamashkon, you are a Shomer Sachar. Doesn't make a chiluk between money, doesn't make a chiluk between payers. According to the way we're explaining our Mishnah now, if you lend money and you take a mashkon, you're a Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Akiva says, you are a Shomer Sachar. And that's a problem because we like to say, as Rashi points out, on Rashi points out, Haki Kamalim Asnisim Lok Rabbi Kiva De Katani, right? Imovo Mo Shomer Chinam. He says you take the money, you're Shomer Chinam. Vanan Kamalim Masech Sanhedrin. We've established in Sanhedrin, Bikulu Stami. About it's a famous thing about Stam, right? A Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. A Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and a Stam Sifri is Rabbi Shimon. And these are all Talmidim Rabbi Kiva. So if you have a Stam Mishnah, it goes like Rabbi Meir, which goes like Rabbi Kiva. Now you've just established a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Lezer against Rabbi Akiva. How can that be? So the Gemara says, Gemara goes back to Mishnah. You're right. Our Mishnah is called Rabbi Lezer. Our Mishnah says that Hilvei al Amashko and you are a Shomer Sachar, which like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer says you're a Shomer Sachar. Machlokas. Rabbi Lezer can argue on the Mishnah. Maybe, like you said before, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Fine. I think Rabbi Razin mentioned once that Rabbi Kiva's, all of Rabbi Kiva's Talmidim died, the 24,000 Talmidim died because they weren't no Kavod Zelazeh. So if you have these three Talmidim, these were the three of the Talmidim that came after Rabbi Kiva started later. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon. I think he quoted Rabbi Asher Weiss that if you look in a lot of the memros of these three Tanoim, a lot of memros of Ben Adam Lechavero. That they talk a lot about being Kavod to Ben Adam Lechavero. So maybe they pointed that they learned. If it's Rabbi Asher Weiss, I bet you the sources that he quotes are pages long. But I remember him mentioning that. Fine. So Tosfos. I need to go right there. There's a lot to talk about here, but we'll just try to get to the Gemara. So now the Gemara. Now we have Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer. Whether or not Hilvei Walamashu and you're a Shomer Chinam and a Shomer Sachar. What is that Machlokas about? The Gemara's going to now bring three possibilities as to what the Machlokas between Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is. You don't have to ask this question. It's a bomb question that Tosfos asks. Tosfos, we established before, the reason why we knocked off one of the questions, first we said, one of the answers we gave was Yumashka Mishasavah, Mashka Shalobah Sasavah, and the Gemara says it can't be, Idi V'Idi, Hilvah Olamashka Tani. And Hilvah Olamashka is Mashma the Lashon that you lent, you took the loan, you took the Mashka at the time of the loan. Tosfos says that goes against the Gemara in Gittin and a Mishnah in Shvius. Tosfos, the bottom, Tosfos says, Mashma de Mal de Chaver Olamashkon, Mashma B'Shas Halvah. It's mashma that's at the time of halva. The tema, the question, the perikah sholeach, in the fourth parak of Gittin, the ka'amar tanan, they quote a mishnah in Shvius, which says, ha'malve es chaver al ha'mashkon, if you lend you money on a loan, v'hamosha shtarosov lebezdin, eino mishamik. There's no shmita, doesn't take away the loan, right? Yomifarish hasam, dilmalva, why does a malva ha'mashkon not the shmita, not mishamik? Because we'll see this later also from Rabbi Yitzchak. Mishum de kani lemi de Rabbi Yitzchak, because of the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says that you're kone the mashkon. It belongs to you. So if you're kone the mashkon, you already have it collected. You give back the mashkon, you get back the loan. But we can establish this. We say here in our Mishnah, the halokam Rabbi Yitzchak ela shalo b'shas halvaso. Rabbi Yitzchak only says his din if he got the mashkon, not b'shas halva. So the Mishnah in Shvius is saying, hamalva es chaver ala mashkon, and that has to be a case of shalo b'shas halva. And our Gemara says that hamalva ala mashkon, halva ala mashkon is b'shas halva. So it's a steer in the sugyas. So there are three answers. One is someone tries to make a chiluk between, and I don't understand what the chiluk is. Over there in Hashaleich it says Hamalva es chaveru l'mashkon. Here it says Hilveyu al mashkon. Maybe there's a difference between Hamalva and Hilvo. Maybe that's a chiluk. So the other answer I saw is that maybe the Gemara is going to say later that Rav Yitzchak says his din only shalom b'shas halva'a. So maybe that's only the Chiyah Ba'alma in the Gemara. But really, Rav Yitzchak's din applies even if you take the Malva B'Shah, the Mashkon B'Shah Salvah. But I just want to point out that Tosos. It's amazing that Tosos can do it. Make the Diyuk, a Diyuk in a different Sugya to show you how that Sugya seems to be so, sir, our Sugya. Okay, so now getting back. We had this Machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Kiva as to what din is of a Malva L'Mashkon, which is Shomer Chin and Shomer Sachar. So what is the Machlokas? So Lema B'Delo Shabi Mashkon Shir Zuzeh. Let's establish that we're dealing with a case where the Mashkon is not worth the value of the loan. The loan is worth $1,000, the mashkon is worth $10. Ubi de Shmuel kamiplagi. And they're arguing on the words of Shmuel, meaning they're arguing obviously on the idea of Shmuel, because I think Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar were before Shmuel. Right? The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, Hai man de ozbe alpa zuzi l'chavre. This guy lent $1,000 to his friend, but anach le kata de magala ilaivayu. And he gave him as a mashkon something that's worth very, very little. It's like the handle of an axe, I think it is. I'm not sure how he translates that, okay? Of a sickle, okay? The handle of a sickle, right? So Shmuel says, Abad Kata, if he loses this handle, Abad Kata, the Magala, Abdu Alpazuze, he loses $1,000, even though it's worth so much less than the Mashkon. So what's going on here? So if the Malva loses that handle, then the Malva's going to, Shmuel says, the Malva loses the entire loan, even though the Mashkon is worth more. Why? Because the reason why the Malva agreed to accept the Mashkon was that if he loses the Mashkon, he'll lose the Chob. That's what Shmuel says. And that's the Machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Kiva holds like Shmuel. Therefore, if he loses the Mashkon, he loses the money. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. Rabbi Kiva says, Klum hevosai el Mashkon, aben Mashkon, aben mosecha. Rabbi Lezer does not hold like Shmuel, and Malva's not going to be mapsi the chov if he loses the mashkon. He's not even going to lose the part of the, even if he loses the mashkon, he's not even going to lose that little bit of the loan either, right? Because Rabbi Lezer holds that when the mashkon is not worth the value of the loan, the Malva does not take it to collect from it. It's mustavram. Why am I taking a mashkon that's worth pennies compared to the pennies on the dollar? Why am I taking that mashkon? Only as a raya to prove that you can't deny it. That's why I take it, right? It's only zlicharon devar mi'alma. So therefore, there's no harvacha, there's no benefit, there's no profit, and therefore you only shomer chinam, and therefore you can swear, and then you can collect it. But it seems to this, if the mashkon would be worth the shear of the halva, then Rabbi Lezer would be mode that you took the mashkon in order to collect from it, and therefore you're marviach, and therefore you become a shomer sachar, and therefore if you lose the mashkon, you would lose the loan. Okay, that's Rashi, Kiva Maskel, but low, because you read Rashi inside. But the low Shavi Shir Zuzi, it's the third short line. The Ibi, the Shavi, if it's equal value, Moder of Elazar, the Gavina Shakli. He'll agree that he took it for collection purposes. Ubi, the low Shavi Pligi, but they argue if it's not the same value. Dele Rabbi Lezer, less late to Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer doesn't hold like Shmuel. The Amr Abad Alpha Zuzi, the Shavi, the Kabbal Gavainu. How less late Rabbi Lezer, the Kabin, the low Shavi, since it's not the equal value, the Zikharan Dvarma Alma, who did not get late, the Shomer Chinam, who. Rabbi Kiva Isle de Shmuel Omar Sarah Bikabu Torah's Mashkon, the Kol Kamad Loma Hajre Le Lo Ligbe. Very difficult for me to understand this, the Shita of Shmuel, and not trying to put Rabbi Kiva in there, that if you lose something that's worth a penny, you lose the entire loan. Okay. I hear you. It's difficult. I find it tough. I don't understand what that means. Let me just pay back the mashkon, and now we'll regenerate the loan. Maybe you can't do that. Maybe it's two separate things. The mashkon is only for collecting the loan. You lose the mashkon, you lose the loan. You want to give me back the? Because if I use the mashkon in order to collect, then I get a monetary benefit from the mashkon, and that turn. Once you get a monetary benefit, you're shomer sachar. Therefore, if it's lost, I'm chayiv as a shomer sachar because of. So you chayiv, but how you chayiv? You chayiv that you now lost the. They're extending it. And you chayiv that you lost the. You can't take a shvua, you can't pater yourself, and therefore you lose the mashkon, you lose the loan. I hear you. So the Gemara says no, it can't. That can't be the machlokas. No one holds like Shmuel. Even the lo shavi mashkon shira zuze. If we're talking about a case where the mashkon is not worth the value of the loan, rather it's worth less. Kuli amar less luhu de Shmuel. No one holds like Shmuel, and the Malva is not mekabel that only, and he's not going to lose the loan if he loses the mashkon. But hachabid the shavi shir zuze. Here we're talking about the case where the mashkon is worth the value of the loan. The kamip legibe the Rabbi Yitzchak, and the machlokus is Rabbi Yitzchak, what we just mentioned before. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak says minayin lebal chov shekone mashkon. How do you know that a bal chov is kone the mashkon? Major machlokus we've shown him as to what degree he's kone the mashkon. Can he use the mashkon now to be Mekadosh Anisha, which is the litmus test for how much you know for the power of a kinyan. So machlokas. The Amar Rav Yitzchak minay lebachov to kona mashkon. Shenemar, the pasuk says when it says by a mashkon, it says im his anihu lo tishko ba'avoso hashev toshiv lo sa'avos kavo shemesh b'shocha b'salmoso u'berechacha u'lechati et staka l'tnei Hashem l'kecha. It's a staka. It's a righteous act to give back the mashkon. You're holding the mashkon, and you're not allowed to keep it overnight. So it's a righteous act to give back the mashkon to the borrower. So the Rav Yitzchak says, "Im eino kona mashkon." If the mashkon doesn't belong to you, tztaka minole. What type of tztaka are you giving? You only give tztaka if it's mine. If it's not mine, it's not tztaka. Right? So that's how the Ritva says. That's how Rashi explains. The Ritva says that. That it only can be tztaka if you're giving to other people from your own stuff. It's not tztaka if I take from Marcel and give it to an ani. It's probably Geneva. But there's no Robin Hood. You have to give from your own. You have to give from your own. Tosos and Shua says it's not tztaka unless you have chesron mamon. You have to have chesron mamon. So if it's considered tztaka, it had to belong to you. So it must have belonged to you. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lezer. Whether or not you hold the Rabbi Yitzchak, that you're actually kone the mashkon, right? That's the machlokas. Rabbi Lezer says if you lose the mashkon, you didn't lose the chov because you weren't kone the mashkon, and therefore you only shomer chinam, right? And therefore you have to pay. Rabbi Kiva says that the malva is kone the mashkon. You kone it. So I bought it for something. What did I buy it for? I bought it for the loan. So if I lose the mashkon, I lose the loan. That's how they're trying to say that the machlokas is. The Gemara says no. Bitizra, can that really be that's the machlokas? We aimo de amreb yitzrak bimilba bimashno shlobash hasalvaso. See, this is where Tosos got his issue before. We say the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only if you took the mashno shlobash hasalva, right? Because l'chati yitzdaka, that's talking about a case where we took it shlobash hasalva. But Abba Mishkano b'shas halva, so mi amar. Rav Yitzchak says he'd say his din if you were to take the mashkon during the times of a loan, and therefore, and I guess our case is we established that you took the mashkon at the time of the loan. Rav Yitzchak's din doesn't apply, so that cannot be the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. This in Rabbi Yitzchak's din is an interesting thing. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says kona mashkon. It's halfway down the short line. Shekona mashkon. He says the kol mili lischayev onsin. You kona the mashkon completely, even to be mechayev onsin. And that's cholik on Tosos and other days in the Rambam. All the other Rishonim who say that you only become a shomer sachar on the mashkon. You chayev by Gnevu Veda, but the kona according to Rav Yitzchak is not for onsin. The Ramban explains that even though you kona it and you can be mekadosh and isha. Nevertheless, and according to the point that Shemitah is not Mishamit Techov, It's still not a complete kinyan. It's still not yours to be chayav for onsen. It's another machlokas on. That's a major machlokas also of the din of Rav Yitzchak. To what degree are you kone the mashkon? But still, we don't have a explanation of what the machlokas between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is as to whether or not malva el mashkon is a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. We had two attempts. One attempt was Shmuel no. The other attempt was Rabbi Yitzchak can't be. That's not the case we're talking about. So Ella, the Gemara brings another explanation as to what the machlokas is. Ella, Mishkano shelo b'shas halva, so kuli ami islam Rabbi Yitzchak. Everyone holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. If you took the mashkon shelo b'shas halva, then you're koneit. To what degree? That's the machlokas. V'hacha b'mishkano b'shas halva. So here we're talking about a case where you took the mashkon at the time of the loan, right? U'b'shomer aveda kamiplagi. And the machlokas here is similar to the machlokas that we have by a shomer aveda. What's the machlokas by shomer aveda? The itmar, because we learned. Shomer Aveda. I find an Aveda in the street. Right? The Pasuk says, Im lo kar b'achicha elecha. The guy's not near you. The owner's not near you. V'lo yedato. You don't know who it is. V'asato el tok be'secha. You take the Aveda into your house. V'hoya imcha ad rosh achicha oso. And you keep the Aveda with you until your friend, until your brother comes to claim it with Simonim. And in that din, there's a machlokas. Rabba Amar. Rabba says that the finder is holds on to the object kishomer chinam. He's a shomer chinam on the mitziyah, and therefore he's putter in gneiv of aveda. And Rabbi Yosef's Amar, Rabbi Yosef says that you're mechayev on the shmira as a kishomer sachar, and therefore you are chayev by a gneiv, you are chayev for gneiv of aveda. And what's the reason we established by Rabbi Yosef that it? This is the famous din of pruta de Rabbi Yosef. The reason why is because you're a shomer sachar, because you get a benefit. What's the benefit that you, in order to be shomer sachar, you have to get a benefit? What benefit do you get here? The benefit you get here is osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. Right? Major issue. What? Osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. Again, this is an unbelievable daf. There's so much chock full. Right? Because if an ani comes, you'll be patur to give him anything, because you're osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, and therefore you're marbiach. And therefore, you're shomer sachar. And Rabbi says, no, this is not. It's not matzu. And Ani is going to come dafk at the time that you picked up the object. Or maybe holds it's extra l'kayim shneihem. There's so many ways you can get out of osik mitzvah patur mitzvah in this case. So we can say that that's the same machlokas there is the same machlokas here between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that the malva ala mashkon is a shomer sachar. Why? Because he got a mitzvah by making the loan. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, even if the mitzvah is only at that moment. Now you're osif b'mitzvah, the entire time that you have the loan, you're osif b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. Which is strange, so that I don't have to wear tzitzis now. It's like I made a loan in December that's due for 30 years, you know, maybe he took the mortgage from me, now I'm osif b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah. So the answer that maybe it's because at the moment you made the loan, you're osif b'mitzvah, you're patur b'mitzvah, so that moment you get the schar, so that turns into a shomer sachar. Or it's any time that you're actually being metapil, you service the loan at any time, then at that moment you're osif b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. But you get the schar of the mitzvah. What? He's not paying it to you. But it's not coming from him, right? It's coming from a kohen shmor. It's not coming from him. It could be if it comes up to talk about that. They talk about what how it works out with ribbis. But the Gemara says, "What are we showing a mask?" On Rav Yosef, Osik Mitzvah, Patur Mitzvah, what does it mean? But there's a lav by Tztaka, right? There's two lavim. The lav says, Lo Tamit says, Lavav Chav, Lo Tikvah says, Yacham Echicha Evyon. Now, an Osik Mitzvah cannot go over in a lav. Osik Mitzvah is Patur Mitzvah Saseh. So, an Osik Mitzvah, but there's a lav when it comes to Tztaka. So, they say, I can hear from the Orson Meach, that this lav is a special type of lav. This lav isn't an independent lav. It's only a lav that comes to be mechazik the assay. If you don't do the assay, it's only if you don't do the assay, you get two lavim by itself. But if there's any other situation where there's no chiv on the assay, there's no lav. So it's not a real lav. It's not a lav like all other lavin. Rav Chanan, the Kovach Shirim of Basra, says that osu mitzvah is patur mitzvah is patur from a lav that's b'shev tase. You're only not patur from a lav that's kum vase. So here it's safe to al tasa. You're not doing anything. So osu mitzvah is still patur min a mitzvah. I don't know what that means. Osu mitzvah patur a mitzvah. I'm doing one thing. I have to do. I don't know, maybe sometimes you can do two things. Right. In such time. Yeah, but you really. Here, what do you answer? You don't remember. You got to give me the CD. I can listen to it on the way up. What? No comment. fine. So you say that would be the machlokas. There's right. So the Gilyonia Shasra, Yosef Engel, says that these lavim are only shayach at a time when you have a chiyuv mitzad adin to give the tzedakah. So if I have a chiyuv to give the tzedakah and I don't give, then I have a lav. But if I'm osu b'mitzvah, I'm patur b'mitzvah, therefore I don't have a chiyuv to give the tzedakah, therefore then I don't have the lavim either. Just to get out of that, those questions. So that's the machlok. So we see here that's the machlok between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yosef. Whether you have the case here, proof to Rabbi Yosef, you're shom asachar or shom achinam. So Gemara says, lame with Rabbi Yosef tanahi. All we can now say, based on this, consider the dinner of Yosef, that a shomer aveda, a shomer sachar is a machlokas tanayim, right? I don't understand why they're only asking on Rabbi Lezer, on Rabbi Yosef, and not on Rabbah. But so he says, lo shomer aveda kule almo islehu de Rabbi Yosef. When it comes to a shomer aveda, everyone agrees to Rabbi Yosef that a shomer aveda is a shomer sachar because of the schar mitzvah. He doesn't have to give anything to an ani who comes. But hachan here, why here does Rabbi Lezer hold that he's a shomer chinam? Because he says this isn't a mitzvah. Why? Because what are we dealing with the case? We're dealing with a case of bimalvet tzarech lamashkin kamiplagi. The machlok between Rabbi Lezer and Rukiva is the specific case by a malda tzarech lamashkin kamiplagi. Rashi says, malvet tzarech lamashkin lehishtamish bo, hu lipsok alav yos poches miha hochov, v'holei kamiplagi. I use the mashkin, and by using the mashkin, I deduct that value from the loan. Right? Mar, Rabbi Kiva holds here, sabar mitzvah ka'avid. Nevertheless, he still did a mitzvah. Right? It's still a mitzvah. Mitzvah Abed Shehil Bo, that he made the loan. Vahavi Shomer Sachar, and he becomes a Shomer Sachar. Umar Sachar, and Rav Lezer holds Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid, he's not doing a mitzvah anymore. Shelah Ha'anaso Miskavin. He gave the loan to get the mashkon so he can use it. So it's Laha Anaso. So therefore he's no longer, he doesn't get any benefit. He doesn't get any mitzvah benefit. And therefore, Havi Shomer Chinam, and therefore it's not like a Shomer Veda case. So the post can talk about, we see from here, and we pass on like Rabbi Kiva, that even if you do a mitzvah, and you get monetary benefit from it, you still have osik mitzvah patur ben mitzvah. So what about a sofer who's writing stam, and he's getting paid for it? Is he osik mitzvah patur ben mitzvah in that instance? So the bir halacha and simon lamaches, what? What do you mean? He's osik b'mitzvah, but he's being paid for it. Does that take away the osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham seems to say that the Targum who are mochin tefillin and their kavan is lahanos atzmam, they're not nechshav osik b'mitzvah and they're not patur b'mitzvah. The Bir Halacha asks on this. He said, from here you see the halachas like Rabbi Akiva, that who holds that even if you're miskavin for your hana, in this case you took the mashkon to use it, even if you're miskavin for hanos atzmo, you're mekayim b'mitzvah. What's the Magen Avraham talking about? Ask the Chafetz Chaim. So the answer is that the Magen Avraham would be dealing with, like, the answer that they give is that Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva are talking about Stam, where he doesn't, there's regular Stam Kavana. But if he had only had Kavana, Luhanos Atzmo, right, he had no Kavana. But if we know for certain that he was Mavadei Miskabein just to be Marviach, then Kuli Alma is not Mekayim a mitzvah. And that's why he holds that if the kavanah is equal, yeah, I'm doing the mitzvah, I also get paid for it, then it's also mitzvah, the patur mitzvah. Same applies to a maggid shir who gets paid. He's also the mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. He's definitely doing a mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan in the Kovet Tzaharos, Simen Memches, Osir Aleph, he says that the chilik would be that Rabbi Kiva is moded that in a place where it's only a hechsher mitzvah, and not an actual mitzvah, then if you're mekabel onos atzmo, then you're not. It's not a mitzvah, and you're not. And it's not also mitzvah plus mitzvah. So if the guy who's writing tefillin and writing mezuzas is a hefsher mitzvah, because it's where. But how does it work by sefer Torah? It's an actual mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. So maybe by sefer Torah, I don't know. It doesn't make that chiluk. But that also applies. That also applies to a rebbe who's giving shir. The actual limud Torah is not a hechsher mitzvah; it's a mitzvah. So he's also going to support the mitzvah, even if he has kavana for the paycheck. What? But he's learning also. He's learning also. Okay. What? You have to get paid for giving the shir. You have to get paid for giving the shir. So if you're not getting paid, then it's clearly just osef mitzvah patur mitzvah. What? So at night when I'm preparing the shir. So what does that mean? If you're preparing for the shir, you're osik mitzvah, and it comes time for Maariv, You're potter from Navi Marv?
Absolutely.
I'm asking. I don't know. You potter? Also, mitzvah potter from the mitzvah?
Do we see that rule of us
thinking it's not a potter? I don't know. He was talking about the. I don't know. Is that true? Okay, let's say, and that's, it's not Epsil Lekayim. Let's say it's not Epsil Lekayim. You're the only guy who can give this year. Okay? It's not true. So now the Mishnah had said, Abishal Omer, Mutter La'adam La'haskir Mashkono Ashel Ani, Leos Pokhs Maholich. A guy is allowed to take the Mashkon of the Ani, lend it out for someone else to use, and with the money that comes in, deduct it from the loan. And we explained this part, the Gemara already in the Mishnah. Amr of Chanabar Ami, Amr of Shmuel, Halach Abba Shmuel, Abba Shol, Halach is like Abba Shol, Sha'ova Ab Abba Shol, Omar Ela B'mara U'pasol, V'kardam, Hol B'napish Agrayu, B'zuta Pachatayu. He says this din only applies to this iron kli, or this wooden kli, or a kardom, right, it's an axe, Hol B'napish Agrayu, because the schar that you get for renting it out is big, v'zutar pachtayu, and the diminution in value, the value that diminishes by using it is very small. So the cost-benefit analysis is better to lend it out. But if it loses a lot of value, so when you give back the mashkon to the borrower, he's not going to have anything, then Abishol says does not say his din. Okay? That was the mashkon gemaras. Okay. Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case of a guy who is carrying an item from one place to another place. Hamavir chavas mimakom lemakom. I'm carrying a jug from one place to another place, and I trip and I fall. Right? Reminds you of the case in Bava Kama. We'll get to it. Right? Ushvara, and it breaks. So bein shomer chinam, bein shomer sachar. Whether I'm a shomer chinam or I'm a shomer sachar, yishava, I should swear that there wasn't pshia here. Right? And then I'll be putter, because if it wasn't pshia, I share that there was no pshia. If it was an ones, both the Shomer Chinam and the Shomer Sachar are putter. Shomer Sachar is only chayav for Geneva Veda. But Rabbi Lazar says, Yishava, Zeb is Zeb, you're right, I heard that both of them should swear, but the Tameyani, but I question this din, im yicholim zel zel yishava, whether or not, practically speaking, they can actually take the Shvua. We'll explain that in the Gemara. First, the Gemara brings a Braisa, which is similar to our Mishnah, but adds in another Shita. Okay, Tana Rabbanon, Hamavir Chavis Chavero. I'm carrying a Chavis for my friend. Mimakom lemakom ushvara, and as in the word Chavero here also, from one place to another place ushvara, and it broke. So Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sachar, Yishava. Tivir Meir. Meir says that you have to swear, right? You swear in your potter. You swear you weren't poshayin in your potter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Here's the next Shashita. Rabbi Yehuda comes in and says Shomer Chinam Yishava. The Shomer Chinam should swear that he wasn't poshaya and he'll be potter. But the Nosei Sachar, Shomer Sachar, he's going to have to pay. Whatever, because we're going to say that this isn't really an onus. It's an onus that's karov to Gneva Aveda. And if it's karov to Gneva Aveda, then what's he going to swear? He's going to swear that it wasn't Posheya, but then it's still an onus, which is karov to Gneva Aveda, which is Shomer Sachar and Michayivan. But Rabbi Lazar Omer, Rabbi Lazar says Zev is a Yishava. Both of them could swear. V'tameyani im yicholim zel zel yishava. But I question whether or not, practically speaking, they can actually take the Shua. So what's going on? So first, the Gemara says there seems to be a stira in the words of Rav Meir. Because Rameyer says that they take you tripped, you fell, you take a shua that you weren't posheya, mashma, that tripping is not posheya. But this goes against Rameyer that we saw in Bava Kama Daf Chav Tes. Lameyer, the son of Rameyer, niskalah posheyahu, he's come to teach me from this dinner of Rameyer that the Mishnah pastors a shomer chinam and a shomer shesach with a shua, that if you trip and fall while you're walking, that's not considered pshia, and therefore if something. If the stuff's on the floor, someone trips over you when you fall, you putter because you aren't posheya, you're not adam mamazik. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, a person is walking in the rishus harabim with a kad in his hand and it broke. V'nishbar kad dovelo silko, and his kad broke and he didn't have time to remove the shards from the street. Nupla gemalo velo amido, or his camel tripped and he didn't have time to pick it up. And then someone else comes and trips on these broken pieces. What happens? Or meir mechayev. Rav Meir's mechayev hazekon, the chachamim omrim potim deni adam mechayev deni shemayim. The kaim alam ben niskal posheya pligi. Rav Meir says mechayev, the chachamim say potter. The machlokus says whether niskal is posheya, and Rav Meir here says a niskal is posheya, tripping is posheya. So what are you telling me here? He takes a shvuah. There wasn't posheya. The tripping itself is posheya. So it's a steer in Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Lezer, you're right. Ein achanami. It's a stira. And Tavra, you have to break up the Mishnah. You have to break up the Mishnah and the Brisa. Misha shanazu, lo shanazu. Whoever wrote the Shita of Meir that a Niskal is an onus and not Poshea, like in our Mishnah, that he cannot be the same person who wrote the Brisa that Rav Meir says that a Niskal is Poshea. You can't, I don't know, we always get out of these stiras. This one, the Gemara says, you can't get out of. Fine. So now we answered up the stira of Rav Meir. Let's finish up what's going on with the rest of the Mishnah or the Brisa. But us, Rabbi Yehuda Lameimer, and Rabbi Yehuda comes to tell me that a Shomer Chinam Yishava and he'll be Pater. Shomer Chinam can swear and be Pater. But a Nosa Sachar Yishalom, he doesn't have to pay. Why? High Kedina, the High Kedina. Each one according to his din. What does that mean? Because Rekha Rashi, it's the third to last Rashi, High Kedina, Devadei Niska La Poshehu. A Niska is not a Poshea. Because even if he's not a Poshea, he's not really an Anus. He's close to Gneva Veda, I think that's what the shot is. He's close to Gneva Veda, so what's he going to do? He's high for Gneva Veda anyway. So he's going to take a Shvua that he wasn't Poshea. But he was Gneva Veda type. So therefore he's high anyway. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Shomer Sachar has to pay. He can't swear and potter himself. It's like Gneva Veda. In other words, it's the same liability as Gneva Veda. Because it wasn't purely unavoidable. That's how I'm looking at it. I think that's how they explain it. If he says something else, let me know. But I think that's how you explain it. And then comes Rabbi Lazar and also Rabbi Lazar Lemeimer in Gemara Rav Meir. I learned Allah like Rav Meir that they both can swear and part to themselves. I'm query whether or not they can actually make teshua. Why? Bishlama, now the Gemara explains Rabbi Lazar. Bishlama, it's understandable, Shomer Chinam, Mishtaba, Delo Pashava. The Shomer Chinam can take a Shvua that he wasn't Poshea, right? Because Nitgal is considered Onyx, and like an Onyx like an Eva Veda, and he's putter on an Eva Veda. El Shomer Sachar, a my Mishtaba. Shomer Sachar, why can he swear? Ki lo Pasha namishmumi boy. This is like Rabbi Yehuda. Even if he wasn't Poshea, he still has to pay because it's similar to a case of Gneva Veda. And now, even more, Vafil Shomer Chinam Nami. Even a Shomer Chinam also, how can he take the Shvua? Ha Tenach, it's understandable, B'mokom Midron. If he tripped going up an incline, or going down something, right? Because that can be Poshea, that can be an Anus. But Shalom B'mokom Midron, if he's walking in a straight line and he trips, Mi Matzi Mishtabed Lo Pasha. How can he swear that he wasn't Poshea? He tripped walking on his feet. That's Pshia. Right? How can he take that Shua? Number two, Rafilu B'mokom Midron Nami. Even if he's walking up an incline and he trips, Hateinach the Hecha the Lekaraya. That's understandable if no one was able to see what happened. Abal Hecha the Ikaraya. But let's say he was in a place with Shisarabim with a lot of people who saw it. He can't take a Shua because Lesei Raibli Potter. He has to bring Adim because he holds like Isi Ben Yehuda. The Tani Isi Ben Yehuda Omer. Right. The pasuk says by Shomer Sachar take a Shua. It says Ki Yitin Ishal Reil Chamor Shor V'Chulei Umeis Onishbar Onishba Ein Roeh. If no one sees it, then Shua Hashem Tiyem Ben Shnehem Hayesh Roeh. If there are Edim, you can't take a Shua, Yavi Raya, be Yipater. You have to bring a Raya and you be Pater. So therefore, Rabbi Lazar says, I understand how Pidin, they can take a Shua, but really, mechanically, I don't understand how that Shua work. And Rabbi Chiya is going to come on and he's going to give another answer to this apparent stira between Rabbi Meir. And we'll stop here. Have a good day.